I step across a railroad track, climb a fence and walk out to a field. And for a while I breathe fresh air and feel the sun. I can't believe it's real. For 18 months I've been locked up, iron bars was all that I could see. I ran away from prison, I've been in the Nashville Penitentiary. I came up here from Georgia, everyone said I had talent, I could write. Nashville's where the money is, and they all said my songs were out of sight. So I caught a bus in Waycross, I enjoyed the ride a quiet winter night. Then straight to 16th Avenue to show the kind of songs that I could write. Well, the first door that I opened was the wrong one, and it's kind of like a dream. I met a music man that shook my hand and said we'd both make quite a team. He handed me a contract with a lot of words I didn't understand. But he told me not to worry, I could trust him cause he was an honest man. He told me I should get a job, so I pearl dived in a restaurant here in town. Wasn't very long till I heard some of my songs being played around. But he told me they weren't selling, though a ballad I wrote went to number one. He said, keep on the writing, keep your job and bring me songs that you have done. I kept my job, kept writing, cause I really thought I'd find that pot of gold. But the story that I'm telling is a story that's been told and then retold. He said he spent the money I had made promoting songs he really tried. It got so I could never see him, when he saw me coming he would hide. I waited for my money, why it never came I couldn't understand. Till one day I saw him in a car that must have cost at least 10 grand. Then finally I caught him, and he said, I'm sorry kid, you've had bad luck. And he said, go back to Georgia. Then he laughed and handed me $100. I took the $100 and a flash of thought was burning in my mind. I had a big surprise for him, and he'd regret he stole songs that were mine. My temper flared and I told myself an hour from now he wouldn't be alive. Then I ran to a pawn shop where I bought an automatic 45. My temper got the best of me. For a while there was no guiding star. There was no one to talk to, so I walked back and I waited by his car. It wasn't very long until I saw him walk into the parking lot. Then I stepped out beside him and I said, would you look here, see what I've got. His face was white as powder and he dropped the cigarette he tried to light. He said, don't pull that trigger, Lord, have mercy, please don't kill me here tonight. I'll give you all your money if you wait until tomorrow, then you'll see. But a Georgia boy don't like a thief, and there was too much Georgia blood in me. So I pulled the trigger and the bullet hit him squarely in the chest. Then I shot him one more time for every button sewed upon his vest. Was then and only then I realized the awful wrong that I had done. In disbelief I stood there till somebody walked up and they took the gun. I wish I'd never wrote a song or ever heard of Nashville, Tennessee. I wish that I were home in Georgia, but I guess that I will never be. I wish that I could stay here forever in this field so fresh and green. But better yet, I wish that I could wake and find that this is just a dream.